state allocates ₹1.1 billion for Mombasa MGR land acquisition. The government has set aside ₹1.1 billion for land compensation to pave the way for the completion of the rehabilitation of the Mombasa Meter Gauge Railway, MGR, to link with the SGR terminus in Miratini, Principal Secretary State Department of Transport Mohammed Dagger has said. The ₹4.2 billion project that commenced in September 2022 was derailed by land acquisition challenges. The project had stopped at 65%. The Ministry of Roads and Transport has availed the budget to the National Land Commission. Compensation process is expected to start. It was supposed to last for 12 months and be completed by August, but unfortunately we had a challenge of land acquisition because of the right-of-way of this project. About 1.4 kilometers had to be acquired, and because of that my ministry has given the money that was needed through Kenya Railways to the NLC, said Dagger when he inspected the rehabilitation of the MGR line. When the project is completed, passengers using the Madaraka Express passenger service train and the 7 stations along the Standard Gauge Railway, SGR, arriving or departing from Mombasa can use the MGR line. As a government, we are going to give concessions rates to this and you will be ferried all the way regardless of the time you arrive by the train, whether it is early in the morning, afternoon or evening, said P.S. Dagger. The second part of the project will involve the rehabilitation of the Mombasa Central Railway Station and the setting up of 4 mini-stations in Changamwe East, Changamwe West, Miratini and Shimanzi. This, P.S. Dagger says, will enhance commuter movement for Mombasa residents who will have an alternative mode of transport, thus easing pressure on road transport. Commuter rail is part of the Mass Rapid Transit System, MRT, that the Ministry of Roads and Transport is determined to establish alongside other MRT, including the Bus Rapid Transit System, BRT, so that people are moved in a safely and efficient manner and they can save time and other commuter-related costs, added Dagger. The PS stated that no entity or person is going to frustrate a government project. The sentiment comes in the wake of a court case by the Mombasa County Government to stop the project over lack of public participation and lack of county approval. There is no instruction from government or court that warrants frustration, if a project has fully complied with the law and the due process has been followed, said the PS.